WJTL with Lakewood Music and Kim Walker-Smith in the name. Cody Carnes before that, Firm Foundation. Good morning, Kaylin and Fred with you on a Tuesday at 7:05.
Yes, good morning. Hey, we have lots of fun things happening at the in the WJTL community, and you can check it out at the events page. You can even add your own event. Get the word out about your upcoming events to WJTL's family of listeners. Click on the events tab at WJTL.com.
This morning, our very special guest from Lebanon County Christian Ministries, their executive director, Brian Smith. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome back to the studio. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Our team and family at home. So, yeah, we're excited to be here.
Tell us about Lebanon Christian Ministries.
Yeah, so Lebanon County Christian Ministries, mission is to share the love of Jesus by providing emergency food, clothing, shelter, and guidance towards personal sustainability. And we call those our pillars of service. And, you know, I mean, it's biblical. It's foundational. And, you know, our vision statement's investing in people, improving lives. And, you know, our goal is to really impact our community.
Where are you guys located?
Yeah, so our main location is at 7th and Locust. And this is one of the first times I'm saying our main location. We are actually just in an open house last night for our new shelter space.
Yeah.
So we have a family shelter. And, you know, hopefully early next week, we'll be making the transition with our guests to that space, which will be at 6th and Chestnut at the Chestnut Street Community Center. And
nice.
It's an incredible, completely brand new renovated space.
Yeah.
And we're really excited to get into that space.
How was your open house? How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible celebration. I think it was an affirmation for us of the community support. We had, you know, 150, 200 people that came out to see this space. This has been a labor of love you know, a dream for some time. So I think that, you know, it felt awesome to see the community support on that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so we're excited.
So tell me a little bit about this shelter. How does it work? Who stays there? How do people get referred to you guys? How's that all work?
Yes, the real great part of this is that the transition has been that we used to operate in a cold shelter model where we'd rotate it from church to church every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you can think about being a family shelter and having kiddos and their home changes every 2 weeks. It's really difficult for them. We had this little thing called COVID. I don't know if you remember that happening. So that really changed our world real quick. And we had said, we're going to put our guests into a hotel for 2 weeks, let COVID blow by, and we'll be back to normal.
I remember that.
Yeah. 22 months later, we left the hotel environment. But during that period, I think God is good. He really let us pause and say, what's the right thing? Like, what can we do? How can we do this? How can we do this better? How can we come out on the other side of this better than we went into it?
Right.
And we've done that.
I love that.
So, we focus towards families. That's not the only individuals that we serve. We do have single men, single women. There's a couple parameters that they have to meet to come into our shelter. We are what's called a barrier shelter, but they can self-refer. Individuals who are seeking shelter can self-refer. We do warm handoffs from agencies in our community. We have a great partnership with the Wellspan Health System up there. And we now will have a single location that you can do intake during the day. We've got a full living room, kitchen, two ovens, two microwaves, four fridge freezers, bed capacity for 24 individuals.
Wow, that's great.
Three full bathrooms with showers. That's a huge improvement. Little things for us are big deals. So we only had one shower right now. Mm-hmm. So from a time pressure standpoint for our guests, we have three showers now. A full laundry facility for our guests to be able to do laundry there. Kids play area with activities in it, a study area for our guests, and then my staff will be staffed there, and it's a completely secure space. Just absolutely beautiful, and an incredible partnership with Dave and Laurie Funk and the Chestnut Street Community Center.
Sounds amazing. That's really great. Now, I'm sure everybody's experience is different, but how long do people typically spend at your shelter?
Yeah, that's a great question. We are an emergency shelter, so one of the things we talk about is we're not a life change, so our intent is not to walk for a year with individuals. We are, you find yourself unsheltered, and we're targeting a 45-day period.
Okay.
As you said, it's very depending on case management, caseload for individuals, but everything is individualized. But we really want to get folks in, get them stabilized, maybe enhance their career or get them a career, and then get them into housing.
If people want more information about what you do or if they want to help volunteer, support, where can they visit you online?
Yeah, so www.lccm.us is our website. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Just go search for us on there.
You guys have a food pantry. We'll talk about that coming up if that's okay.
That sounds great.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Coming up, we've got more music for you too. Seth Schleter, River Valley Worship, Chris Tomlin, all on the way.